It's kind of always in the back of your mind, isn't it? Regardless where you are, and I guess as you grow older, the reality of this thing, the impending nature of death, becomes more and more a daily thing. I had the experience just yesterday. My daughter is learning how to drive, and for the first time, she was on the highway. I was in the passenger seat for an extended period of time, more than just a few seconds out on the highway. And you think about all the ways you could die when you got a teenager at the wheel. Things you never think about when you're behind the wheel. And you realize it could happen and how dangerous this life is. And sooner or later, it's going to happen. Why is it the Christians put it off? Why is it the Christians simply take that realization of our mortality and deny it when there is no warrant for such a thing in Scripture? We're going to talk about the body, soul, and death. Pastor Greg Alms is our guest for the next half hour of Issues Etc. We're coming to you this Monday, March the 26th, and you can join us, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or email us, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Pastor Greg Alms is pastor of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Catawba, North Carolina, author of the blog Incarnatus Est, and he's written an article in the latest issue of Touchstone Magazine titled Death Unplugged. Greg, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Nice to be here.
Someone objects at the very outset and says, look, Christianity isn't about death. It's about life. How do you respond?
Well, as you said, you know, in your little introduction, death is a daily reality and something we're all going to have to face. On a certain level, when someone says something like that, of course, it's true. Christianity is about living day to day and certainly impacts every moment of our life. And on the other hand, death is something that we're all going to have to face and that we have to face in amongst our loved ones, amongst our friends. And, you know, there's a large amount of the Bible and our Christian faith is directed towards death and what God has done about it in Christ Jesus, and having a Christian attitude and towards death does a lot towards transforming and altering your way of living. So it's easy to say that, but I suspect people who are saying that are more running away from death rather than trying to live, and I'm not sure it's a very effective strategy in the end.
Why do you think Christians, at least in practice, so often deny death, rather than, as Scripture would instruct us, defy death?
Well, it's our old flesh, you know. It's our old Adam inside us is scared of death, and we want to run away from it, just as we run away from our sins and the reality of what we've done. We try to run as Adam did in the garden. We try to hide from it. We try to close our eyes like a little child and pretend it doesn't exist. And that's part of our sinful nature, and part of living as a Christian is to repent of that and to seek your refuge in Christ. But I think we do it, and we all do it at different times in our life. I think it's that old Adam in us. We don't want to come face to face with it, to the reality of what our sin is like, what death is really like. We want to pretend.
I remember the very first death that I witnessed. I was not even a pastor yet. I was a vicar in Michigan, called to the deathbed in a hospital of, this is my first week as a vicar, by the way, probably day three of my time there at the church.
Yes.
Pastor went on vacation, left the vicar in charge, and I got to do two funerals. And this first one, I witnessed the man's death, and it was the most disturbing event I had ever seen in my life. A man dying of lung cancer, emphysema, and just gasping for air. It was like watching a fish die on the shore. And it was deeply disturbing to the family, of course. I guess I had expected that Christians kind of close their eyes, and then you hear a few flutter of angels' wings and a sound of a harp, and then everything's said and done. I was shocked by how physical this death was.
Yes. Well, I remember my own witnessing my, you know, the first person I witnessed dying too, and it was shocking to me. It made a great impression, and it kind of hits you in the face. I mean, and the body, you know, not all of them are tortured or involve a lot of suffering. Many of them do, but it there's no way around it. And if you're there to see it, it does affect you, and it you know, you feel it, and you come away, I think, a different person. And if you can try and run away from it, but you've ultimately got to deal with what you've seen and what that means and what your Christian faith has to say about that, those moments that you witness.
Is part of what we've been talking about so far, Pastor Alms, due to the fact that Christians unwittingly have kind of bought into, for lack of a better word, a Gnostic dualism, this notion that the body is either irrelevant or actually somehow wrong and evil, and that only quote-unquote spiritual things really matter or should matter to the Christian?
Yes, I think so. I think absolutely. I think so often, you know, part of this running away from death and this whole attitude we have towards the body in many different areas is what we might call Gnostic or a dualism, where we separate out what's Christian or what's, quote, spiritual from physical body, and that can have a lot of consequences on how we think and how we live. And certainly it impacts how we view death, whether we think, well, that's, you know, not real, or what happens to the body is not important, or however we think about it, you know, we separate out the soul or the spiritual aspects of it and try to put it in a box apart from the physical things. I think it's very much part of our Gnostic culture, whether it's in the, you know, the Oprah program, you know, the sort of spiritualizing that locates your divinity in some sort of spark in you or whatever, your spirit, or any number of ways, but certainly in the attitude towards sickness and death, it's very apparent.
We're talking about death, body and soul. Pastor Greg Alms is our guest, pastor of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Catawba, North Carolina, author of the blog Incarnatus Est, and author of an article written in the latest issue of Touchstone Magazine titled Death Unplugged. So is our offense at the physicality of death part of a deficient understanding of who we are as human beings and then ultimately who our Savior is, who tasted death for us all in his body and soul?
Yes, and I think when we witness death, when we contemplate our own death and our bodies, and ultimately, you're right, it boils down to the incarnation and the fact that the Word was made flesh. I mean, this is the pivot, that's the turning point, or the crucial element in all of this, and it all ties together with, in the creed, you know, that Christ became incarnate, and then we wind up saying, I believe in the resurrection of the body. And, you know, and it does require faith, a Holy Spirit-granted faith, when you witness the death of a Christian and that body which stops functioning, to say that God in Christ is going to raise that body, and that body was created by God and treasured by God, and God has not given up on that body. It's you know, that moment and that witnessing of that brings to bear all that we believe: incarnation, sacraments, faith, Easter, the resurrection of Christ's body from the tomb. All of that, you know, comes into play when a Christian dies.
How has the church traditionally viewed death, Pastor Alms, and dealt with death?
Well, through the centuries, the church has been much more centered on the body itself, and in different ways, it has manifested its belief in the incarnation and in the first article, the fact that God has made me and all my members, and in the third article, the resurrection of the body. All of those has manifested itself in the way in which funerals were conducted, in the way in which burials were taking part, and even at a base level, if you know, in the way in which